Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, baby dub.
That's been listening to Watchmen Radio, that's been showing support. You know, I've been having problems to sign in my own radio show. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if, you know, the company trying to shut me down, that's running the website, or that's the devil himself trying to shut me down. But guess what? It's not working. I'm still on the air. I'm still live. You know, shout out to everybody that's doing their thing, that's praying to God, that's giving their life to God, you know. The Lord Jesus is your Savior. Always think about Him. Always put Him first in everything you do. You know what I mean? As long as you love Him, He'll love you back. Remember that. So I'm saying, I will have some gospel music be playing online, of course. You know, some Christmas gospel rappers, you know, they rapping, you know what I mean? Talking about God, you know what I mean? We could talk about God in a way that we love Him. So yeah, you know, go ahead and do that, you know. So we got things that's popping off right now, you know what I mean? So you know, just you know, keep listening. Stay tuned in. So stay tuned. Listen to the radio station.
Not only the reason for the season, Jesus is the reason for every season. From Altered Lives Radio TV, have a very, very good one.
Just so
All right. You know, we're going to get things proper, you know what I mean? You know, I got Creflo Dollar Ministry. You know, shout out to Creflo Dollar, you know what I mean? I've been listening to him for a while now, you know what I mean? And he makes sense by, you know, speaking the word of God. So I'm saying? And you know, I'm about to go ahead and play some Creflo Dollar right now. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's been listening and everything like that, showing love to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? So, y'all just keep it 100 with yourself and listen to God. You understand? Don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't be cocky and you know, thinking that, oh, you know, I don't need God or nothing like that in my life. It's not like that. You need to, you know, focus in the name of Jesus. You need to focus in his name. So I'm about to go ahead and play that right quick. So stay focused.
Let's join Dr. Creflo Dollar for today's message.
If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we are talking about the life of faith. We're in the middle of the series because we're having to deal with something called the arena of faith. And this is something that is so very important for us to get a hold of. So I want to begin this morning by milking this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 so that we can get a clear understanding of what we're facing and what we're going to have to do in order to have victory over it. This is something that every person, saved or unsaved, will have to contend with and have to deal with. And if you understand what you're doing, understand what the Word says, you can have victory in this area. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5. And let's read those scriptures out loud together, those verses out loud together, read and read. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, I want you to understand here, of course, in verse 3, he says, for though we walk in the flesh, for though we are in this physical body, we do not war after the flesh. We don't war after the flesh. He says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not fleshy. They are not physical. They are not bodily in nature. Now, notice some of these words here, weapons. Notice weapons. You have weapons when you're in hostilities. And then in verse 3, it gives us a clue as well. When we walk in the flesh, we do not war. Verse 3 talks about war. We're not participating in a war with our physical body. The verse 4 now speaks about weapons. So far we have weapons, we have war. So you have no choice but to perceive that we're involved in a conflict here. You have no choice. You look at those words, war, warfare, weapons. We're in conflict here. There is some type of contest going on. There's a warfare going on. Now let's read verse 4 one more time. Ready to read. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. In other words, our bodies or our flesh are not the weapons we use in this particular warfare that we're in. So we're not going to be using our physical bodies in this warfare.